Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the post-match podcast after Liverpool were held to a 2-2 draw with Shrewsbury. Here is Paul's match reaction.
Hello, welcome to Red Men TV. That was absolutely god-awful from start to finish. Liverpool genuinely dreadful. They look at this.
They're loving it and they absolutely should be. Look at them, they're running on the pitch, they're up jumping up and down, they're celebrating.
Flying bees, flicking bees up to us. You know, they had the drum going all game, great atmosphere they created. They deserve it, they absolutely deserve it. Shrewsbury are better than Everton. Shrewsbury gave us a much better game than Everton did. And I said this in the build-up, this was going to be a much more difficult test than Everton was, because booting one of our players up in the air is a story that you tell your grandkids. And Liverpool left themselves in a situation where the senior lads on the pitch, I'm talking Dejan Lovren, Joe Matthew and Fabinho, were absolutely dreadful tonight. Dreadful. Miles off match sharpness, but just dreadful. Decision making poor, technique poor. Terrible. I'm a dead upset about it. I'm a laissez-faire kind of guy, generally speaking. Seeing the scenes that these are putting on here, you see how much it means to them. Look, Liverpool are the world champions, the European champions, the Premier League champions elect at this point. The draw for them, they deserve to celebrate this. And Liverpool don't deserve a single thing out of this football match. What Liverpool deserve is to fuck up their winter break and have to play a replay. That's what Liverpool deserve. It's as simple as that. And Liverpool have got what they deserve. Not good enough. We throw the big boys on trying to get something from it, and we didn't cause enough problems. You know, we were attacking, they were attacking our end in the second half. I saw nothing of that game, nothing of note apart from a shit own goal happened in front of me. All the exciting happened down the far end of the pitch because Liverpool were god awful and deserved everything they got tonight. As simple as that. Not more than that, to be perfectly honest. Liverpool need to be better. If we want to win the treble, then we're going to have to be better at Anfield, and we will be. I still think Liverpool will cruise through this. The annoyance is that it's another game of football. When, look, if you want to harbour ambitions of winning the treble, if you want to be unbeaten, if you want to be centurions and all of those rat mad things, you've just got to be better. You've got to take your opportunities, and look, games come thick and fast, legs are going to start to go as the season gets later, and one more game of football in the FA Cup is not what we needed. But fair play to Shrewsbury. They've absolutely loved it. I've had a terrible time, but they've had a good time, so fair play to them. Drop a like on the video because it'll make me feel slightly happier. And other than that, check back for, West Ham.
And here's my player rating. Very tough one to do tonight. Welcome to the Red Men TV. Liverpool have drawn 2-2 with Shrewsbury. There's a pitch invasion going on behind me. Liverpool fans have scarpered them quite rightly. It's player ratings time. Before we get into the player ratings, I'm not doing a match action tonight. It was a pretty poor performance from Liverpool, all told, wasn't it? In fact, it was terrible, to be honest with you. And there'll be loads of fans of other clubs coming on here to, Red Men TV and chill or something like that. And if you are a fan of another club and you're here to have a little bit of a laugh at Liverpool's expense and my misery. Yeah, exactly. And if you're here to have a little bit of a laugh and all that type of stuff, just remember this: if you're a fan of a Premier League club, we've beaten every single one of you. We put a bit of a mixed side out tonight, and we got a pretty pathetic performance, if I'm perfectly honest with you. So I'm going to start with the goalkeeper, Adjei. Makes a really good save in the first half. I'll be honest with you, everything happened that end, where those fans are still congregating. So I've got no idea if he was at fault for the second goal or whatever. but it was the first one was a penalty. It looked like Lerucci gave that one away. I'll give Adjin a 7 out of 10, something like that. Right back, Nico Williams, 6 out of 10 probably. Thought he started better than he finished the game. Didn't really offer us an attacking outlet. Not his fault, I thought we were, I mentioned, all over. The experienced players were poor, and if the experienced players are poor, that makes it very, very difficult for the young players coming into the game. So, yeah, 6 out of 10 for Nico. Matip, I thought, was 6 out of 10 performance for him. Looked a little bit rusty to me. Gave the ball away a couple of times. Again, just like everybody. Oh, my God, it's still going mental down there. Absolutely mental. You know what, like, they're fans, right? Fair play to them, they're enjoying themselves here. And the songs that they've got are absolutely crap. They're the biggest load of plagiarists I've ever known in my life. If a Championship side or a Premier League side has got it, they've got that chance. But fair play, they friggin' enjoyed themselves tonight, and that's what it's about. They were there, they were loud, they had the drums, they never stopped singing the entire way through. Never mind that the 35-year-olds were all using Encarta 95 and not crediting it on their essays in English and all that. Never mind that they all cheat on their exams and use Google and literally just plagiarise everything. They've friggin' enjoyed themselves tonight, and I do respect that, to be honest with you. And the pitch invasion was funny to see. It really was. Dejan Lovren, probably a 6 out of 10 for him as well. 5 out of 10, something like that. Again, just a little bit rash, a little bit Lovren-y, if I'm honest. A little bit old school Lovren-y, I should say. Not what we've seen recently or over the last couple of years. Lerucci didn't really get into the game, 6 out of 10 for him. Defensive midfielder for being a really rusty, 6 out of 10. Who else have we got in there? Kiriveya, I thought was all right, to be honest with you. I thought he was one of the better players, neat and tidy as he always is, wins the ball back quite a bit. 6 out of 10, why not? Jones, obviously Curtis Jones gets the goal. Maybe a 7 out of 10 performance from him, one of the brighter notes. I can't believe this is still going on. This is about 10 minutes after the game's ended. 7 out of 10. Maybe my man of the match for Liverpool, Curtis Jones. I really like watching him play football, to be honest with you. He plays with a drive and determination that's sort of infectious. He obviously drives into the box and gets that goal as well. Minamino, probably a 6 out of 10. A little bit disappointed. I'm wondering what he's thinking at the moment. Like, he's come into an Everton, played Everton, beat them, and then he's come into a couple of really tough games, hasn't he? And, you know, probably a little bit tired after his exploits against Wolves and being shifted position and everything. Today, 6 out of 10 for him. Elliot, probably a 5 out of 10. I hate to say it, to be honest with you, but really sort of laboured performance and all that from him. Probably a 5 out of 10 performance, really. Just couldn't get into the game, to be honest with you. Divock Origi, maybe a 6 out of 10, something like that. I'm being moved on here, so I'm going to try and keep going as fast as I can. Who else have we got there? Oh, I wish I had everybody else. Mo Salah didn't really do much when he came on, did he, to be honest with you? So I'm probably going to say 6 out of 10 for him. Bobby, 6 out of 10, something like that. And then that's about it, I think. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain came on. Didn't really do much either, to be honest. Another 6 out of 10 for him. Alex, what do you reckon? 6 out of 10 for Alex?
Absolutely wank.
What would you give the highest mark?
6, maybe.
I give Curtis a 7.
Sorry, yeah, you know what? Kurt can have a 7 because he, you know,
scored
and was very, very near to the guy who scored the hockey and laughed his head off when it went in. It was the only good part of the entire game, yeah.
All right, let me know your thoughts in the comment section. Like the video. We'll be doing the instant match reaction. That one will be available on the redmentv.com, so make sure you go and check that out as well. £5 a month. First month is free. See you later. Ta-ra. And finally, here's a little snippet from the instant match reaction where we react to the news, the breaking news, that Jurgen Klopp will not be managing the replay and it will be an under-23 squad because the senior team are in fact on their winter break.
And as we're recording, we've had some breaking news, just before we started recording, actually.
Well, because let's take interest of clarity, we had a big diatribe on this, and it's weird, because we were talking about how getting a replay is the worst possible result for Liverpool because we just don't need another game of footy. And we were debating though, you know, does Klopp really want to win this competition because he's throwing all the big lads on there? And for me, Klopp didn't want a replay. That's all Klopp didn't want. And now that we've got it, as you say, sorry, carry on from here.
So Chris Bascom has basically put something on Twitter that says, Klopp says Neil Critchley will manage Liverpool in the replay. Will be an under-23 side. The senior players have winter break. So
there is going to be a fucking mainstream media meltdown on that, Chris.
Oh. Meltdown. Oh wait, I've got one more tweet that I've saved. You don't know this one.
What?
Chris Bascom then follows that up with, Klopp said the club was told last April to respect the winter break, not arrange friendlies or games, so he is taking this advice. No senior players available for cup replay.
Oh my god, Alan Brazil's fucking head is gonna pop on Talksport in the morning.
Okay, there you go. As I say, you can get the full instant match reaction on the redmentive.com. It's £5 a month. First month is free. Still a great time to sign up. Why? Because the Reds are fucking mustard.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.